Zombie takeout. It's what garlic is to vampires. Zombie takeout is to...
Don't say that. Welcome to episode 243 of Zombie Takeout, the B-Movie and Cult Movie Podcast. I'm Uncle John.
And I'm Scotto.
And without any further ado, let's just get straight to this week's movie, which is from 2014, Wolf Cop, requested by Weston DiTillo as penance for our April Fool's Day episode, apparently. And of course, that brings us to the impromptu plot summary, sponsored by Liquor Donuts. Liquor Donuts, what more could you ask for?
And also brought to you by the Drink and Shoot. It's all fun and games until someone loses a face.
And a lot of people do in this one.
Yes, there's a number of face rips. I like three?
Yeah.
I don't know. So we have this loser cop who's always drinking and just not really showing up for work. And a town that seems to just... I don't know, just overran by apathy. And really what it's overran by, of course, and I guess I'll spoil this now, are, I don't know if they were aliens, but they were shapeshifters.
They looked kind of reptilian when they died. I guess that's their original form.
Yeah.
They don't specify anything beyond that.
Right. They really don't get into an explanation as to why the fuck any of this is happening. But this is...
That's not really spoiling anything specific, so...
Right, this is the deal. The shapeshifters have been feeding off of this town for... I forget how long they say, but you get the gist that
400 years, I want to say?
Or it may have been 200 now. Wait a minute, it might have been 200 because he actually says, I can't believe I fucked a 200-year-old.
Right, anyway. Right.
So, yeah, it's been a few centuries at least, and they feed off of this town by every time there's an eclipse.
32 years, I think it was.
Yeah, they feed by turning someone into a werewolf through ritual, which I don't believe it has ever been...
That is a very original approach to the werewolf mythos.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it had to begin somewhere. Usually it's you get bit, by a werewolf.
By someone who's already a wolf, right, yeah.
But which came first, the werewolf or the werewolf food? I know. And it's always weird to, like, have somebody, you know, convert, you know, turned into, you're pretty much eating to convert. I don't know. A lot of those things never make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, this actually had a... They had a reason that it is created through this ritual, and then when before the eclipse, and then when the eclipse happens, the werewolf is at his weakest, and they can then feed off of his blood. I could almost say hilarity ensues at that point. But anyway, it's the loser cop whose turn it is to become the werewolf. What backfires in the plan, of course, is it makes him a better cop.
And the alcohol that was causing problems for him earlier in the film now
was
makes him
like
stronger.
Spinach to Popeye.
Yes.
In fact, if they could have gotten away with using the Popeye theme like to drink the whiskey, I would have fucking fallen out of my chair. But it was just like that. It was going in my head when I heard it when he was taking the drink. And it was like, you did it. You got the booze.
Basically, the explanation they give in the movie is that the werewolf's blood helps the changelings retain their powers. And, you know, so, of course, they turn him. And then they try to apprehend him and tie him to a tree and take his blood. And
hilarity ensues, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you could really say that. I mean, it's a short movie, and it's a very straightforward plot.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, the first thing that really impressed me with this movie, going straight to the beginning, the title sequence, because it was very short and had good music. It was maybe a 30-second title sequence.
The Monster Truck Rally opening theme? Or in my notes, I have Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
But, you know, they didn't waste any time with it. They kind of gave you a hint of what was to come. It was nice and short and to the point. Also, is it just me or did he look like a zombie already in the beginning of the movie?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, this guy could play a zombie without makeup. Or at least with the same makeup he had in this, you know, as a human. Now, getting into the issues with the movie. It gets really interesting toward the end, but the first two-thirds are basically Teen Wolf.
Oh, pretty much. It's at least playing on Teen Wolf, only now he's a cop.
Yeah. It's Teen Wolf as a cop. That is the first two-thirds of this movie. And then you find out he's been, you know, stabbed in the back and then set up, and that's when it gets kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think they were just, I don't know if that was the intent, was to lead people into thinking they were just going to see a Teen Wolf movie kind of thing. But, I mean, they give you clues that it's going to get real. Or not real, it's going to get gory.
Well, yeah, well, there's plenty of gore, even, you know, when it's still Teen Wolf. The gore is one of the saving graces of the film. The transformation is very interesting. He basically bursts out of his skin.
Yeah, that's a completely different take on it again on this too.
And the way the first transformation starts is, well, I won't say I liked it, but I got to give him credit for breaking ground again.
Yeah, I could have lived without the cock.
And of course, you know, the mythology is really interesting. But that's about it for that first two thirds, you know, as far as the good. Well, that and Liquor Donuts, that slogan is given, you know, in a radio ad, and then later in the film we see their sign, and it's actually on the sign. Liquor Donuts, what more could you ask for, is actually their sign, which I got a big kick out of.
But when he's the wolf cop, I mean, I did like that part. I think that's when I really liked it, when he, after the first transformation, after the dick scene, at least. I think that's when I was on board for this, because I mean, the auto body work, just over the top,
yeah,
batshit crazy stuff goes on.
Oh, incidentally, the auto body place was called Styles Auto Body, named after Scott Howard's best friend in Teen Wolf.
Oh,
they actually referenced Teen Wolf, so that lends credence to your idea that they were deliberately trying to ape that story.
Of course.
You know, for the first two-thirds to set you up.
Of course they were. And yeah, just the whole... the W on the that, yeah, that yeah. Kind of had a glow-in-the-dark paint kind of thing. I thought that was hilarious.
Although, they made the sidekick more interesting than the lead, I thought. Willie, I really liked.
Yeah, Willie was a very good character. And I mean, because the hero is a reluctant hero. He doesn't want to be there. He would rather just be at home drinking. Did not ask for any of this. So yeah, he's reluctantly getting pulled all the way through until he finally changes and just starts wasting motherfuckers.
Yeah. And that's where you have the face off. Although, speaking of that first face off, you have this other cop, Tina, who is generally kind of annoyed with him because she, you know, has to cover for him a lot.
Right, right.
And she's kind of, you know, she's the very straight-laced cop, you know, all business. Except when she finds the first face. And then she develops a sense of humor suddenly. It just seemed inconsistent.
And listeners, you should know, every time we use the expression face off, we are putting our hands up to our face. And then slowly moving it away.
If you haven't seen the movie Face Off, ask your parents.
Congratulations. If you haven't, don't.
I'm almost tempted to say we should review that someday just to settle this debate. And just so I can see it again to see, maybe I'll hate it now. Although, again, you know, on the less interesting side of the movie, they kind of ripped off X-Men First Class. Because Beast in X-Men First Class looks exactly like the wolf in this film.
You're right. Although, I thought he pretty much just looked like Michael J. Fox in Teen Wolf.
Okay, it's been too long since I've seen Teen Wolf.
I think he pretty much looked just like him, only in the cop uniform, and maybe the eyes were a different, more menacing. Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked about the auto body scene. They
Yes.
basically take a cop car to this auto body shop and you know, check it out. And he's welding in wolf form.
Yes.
Because the thing is, when he's in wolf form, he's not this feral, you know, monster. He
Right.
maintains his intelligence and his self-control and all of that. He's just bigger and stronger and wolfy.
Lycanthropic auto body work.
So he's welding as a wolf.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I like that or not.
I don't know if it makes any sense. I just thought it was funny. And if you notice, the reason they went, remember, if they went to the auto body shop was because he ripped the door off the
Right.
car.
Yes.
They don't fix that.
No. In fact, both doors end up off the car.
I thought that was damn funny. So yeah, they're like, oh, you know, because you think they're going to the auto body shop to fix the goddamn door. Instead, he does it to, you know, pimp the car out, and then doesn't even fix the door.
There is an issue with this film, not as an issue as a viewer, but the cops break a lot of laws,
Oh yeah.
particularly our hero. I don't think there's a scene where he's driving and not, you know, throwing back the flask.
I think it's the point of the film, though, really. If there is, if you can, if you're looking for a point to the film, I think you look no further than that. And it's just that, you know, it's the feeling that there's just between apathy and corruption, people don't stand a chance, the regular person.
Right, yeah.
That you need to kind of return to a more primal way of defending yourself.
Although I do wonder what they're trying to say about Canadian cops. I mean, they don't specifically say it's Canadian, but they all have
Yeah,
accents.
you get the feeling it's a Canadian film,
It
man.
was filmed in Regina and Moose Jaw in Saskatchewan. So, you know, it's clearly, you know, very Canadian,
Yeah.
to kind of quote Bill and Ted and the soda company there.
I thought it was that was Dude, Where's My Car? There's something
Oh,
very
you're
Canadian
right.
about
Very
this.
Canadian about this. You're
I
right.
know.
Here's my car, not Bill and Ted.
I easy decision mistake to make, but you know.
Now, I will admit that my standards as far as B movies might be a little high at the moment because I revisited Class of Nuke 'Em High over the weekend. So,
Oh wow.
one of the best drama films ever. So, you know, I'm looking at this, you know, having just seen one of the greats, and so it's maybe to me seeming a little more lackluster than it actually is. I gotta say the barn explosion was really impressive, though. I mean, that must have been half the budget.
Just, and again, the sidekick, of course, just stealing the scene. Sorry, we messed up your place of work. I mean, we pretty much took Dennis Hopper from Apocalypse Now
Yeah,
and
pretty
put him
much,
as
yeah.
the sidekick to
Yeah.
the superhero.
To the reluctant werewolf.
Yes.
See, there's a lot of originality in this film and some great ideas. They just didn't quite hit the mark for me for most of it.
Well, it sounds like we've moved on from just the overview to other segments.
Well, I've got a few more points here.
Oh, okay.
I was very surprised by the turn when, you know, he starts getting double-crossed. I didn't see it coming, but when it happened, I could kind of see where they were layering it in, which was impressive.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by it. It was, I mean, you didn't know how deep it was, but you kind of, you know, you knew everything wasn't what it appeared. They already brought up the fact that they were shapeshifters, so once you plant that, like anything is expected
That's a
once
good
you've
point. That's a good
thrown
point.
that out there.
Although it was a little obvious who the big bad was from the beginning. I mean, they kind of, you know, hit you in the head with that one.
Yeah.
Although he was kind of a cross between Corey Feldman and a random Baldwin, which I found amusing. And I liked that Tina turns out to be a badass.
Yeah, that was nice. I mean,
She ends up more or less saving his ass.
they wind up becoming real partners in the end.
Yeah. Although when he transformed at the tree, where did his skin go? Because they, you know, they tie him up to a tree to, you know, to complete the ceremony and get his blood and all that, and he's in human form, and they have to wait for the eclipse before, you know, so he can turn. He turns and he's just suddenly a werewolf. We don't get the whole, you know, ripping through the skin thing.
Budget.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, on to sequels and remakes.
Sure.
In an interview with Fangoria, director Lowell Dean confirmed a sequel to the film. In fact, it says at the end, Wolf Cop 2 coming in 2016, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm all that excited for the sequel. I mean, it's probably just going to be more of the same.
I don't know. It's hard to capture. It's hard to hit this again, you know?
What made this interesting was the turn, and they can't reproduce the turn.
Well, what made this interesting was their original take on the werewolf itself.
Yeah, and the lore and then the transformation, but we've also already seen all of that. So I don't know what they're going to pull out that's interesting in a sequel.
I would imagine if you're doing a sequel to this, or at least if I were going to make a sequel to this, he fight some other creature.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
You I wouldn't do zombies because they're just so overdone. I have a feeling that's where they'll probably go, though.
Vampire could be interesting. I think it's maybe been a while. We could do with a vampire again.
Maybe. No one does mummies.
Hmm. Although, how do you get a mummy to Saskatchewan?
I don't know. They got one into Tennessee.
Well, I guess they have museums.
Bobotep.
Yeah.
If he has the money, get Bruce Campbell.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
I guess you could say that to any filmmaker.
Well, yeah. Particularly of B-movies.
Merchant Ivory. You know what you guys should do? Get Bruce Campbell.
I kind of want to see that now. Anthony Hopkins and Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
On to Brains.
On to Brains.
I liked it. Didn't love it. It just, like I said, it fell short of the mark. Been between a 3 and a 3.5, but for the originality, I'll round up and go 3.5.
Nice. I definitely recommend this. It's just batshit crazy. It's a fun movie. It's a fresh take on an old topic. So I'm going 4.5.
All right. And what have we learned?
We learned Warren Zevon or get the fuck out.
Okay. And I learned that once you've seen Teen Wolf, you really don't need to see it again.
Yeah, but if you make him a cop and he fucking becomes Dirty Harry with...
Well, once it broke from Teen Wolf, it was interesting. But the parts that were Teen Wolf, eh. All right, so until next time, we'll be reviewing Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, continuing
nice.
With Scotto's half of our deal from the beginning of the year.
Good Trek. You know what? We did not discuss this before the show, but we should give a plug to helps if I remember the name of the film company, but the same company, of course, that made Mother's Milk.
Okay.
They have a Kickstarter going to complete their next two films. Mm. I really have done a bad job of remembering the name of the film company, though. But I remember the name of the films, Residuum, which is complete, and I'm going to be going to see a premiere of next month. Nice. And I always get this one wrong, Asymptotes.
Asymptote, yeah.
That they are still working on, and okay. We should definitely put
the link in the Facebook and Google Plus pages. Also, speaking of Kickstarter, there's a link. I know it's on our Facebook page. I'm pretty sure I put it on our Google Plus page. To a Kickstarter for Class of Nukem High, no, Return to Nukem High Part 2. They're raising funds for it. That's why I rewatched Nukem High, because I just, you know, donated to the second sequel. So yeah, check that out too. If you're a Troma fan, you might want to kick some in. Oh, and also just something we might review someday, probably not, which is why I went ahead and watched it. I saw the most recent Godzilla. Quite good. I definitely recommend it. It's a classic Godzilla movie, but with better acting.
Nice. So yeah, it was really cool seeing Mother's Milk last night on the big screen and meeting Miss Wigglesworth. And Essam Plastic is the name of the film company.
Okay.
But yeah, you know what? I did not recognize Mackenzie Wigglesworth. She, like, you know, they were of course raising funds, so you know, they were selling, you know, they were selling some drinks, and of course, it was a long day at work. And she was bartending.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, I completely did not recognize her from the film.
I've only seen it the one time. I honestly don't know that I would recognize her. Alright, so until... Well, I've already done that part.
Until next time.
Until next time, you know, like I said, Wrath of Khan. Until then, go to zombietakeout.com, check out the album art, the episode description, of course the episode itself, which you're already listening to, links to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and YouTube, links to subscribe via RSS and iTunes. Please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. You also find the movie list, every movie we've reviewed so far, and every movie we're going to review. We just decided on before recording that we're going to make a slight change to the list. We're moving Metropolis to 250, so that's going to be episode 250, which will be fun.
Yeah, can you? I mean, it's just mind-boggling that we're up that to that many episodes. Yeah, we're
within a few.
But Metropolis is a movie that's you know, so historic and classic that I think it's a good place for it.
You'll also find the request form if you've got a request you'd like to. If you've got a movie you'd like to request, please leave it on there. Incidentally, this finishes our all request quadrilogy. And the recommendations list. I was kind of hoping this would make it. It just fell a little short for me. You know, the title, when I read it in Noah Weston's email, sounded beautiful. And, you know, just didn't quite hit it for me.
Oh, my God. I know what they should do for the next movie.
Okay.
It should be Wolf Cop versus Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. Turkey versus Wolf Cop.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
That would be the greatest movie ever made.
And think of what happened when Turkey killed the cop in the original Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He wore his face.
Right.
It's perfect.
We'd send this to George Lucas and say, fuck your Star Wars.
Well, he's not doing Star Wars anymore.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's still the guy. This is a cinematic masterpiece.
Hmm.
Yep.
Continuing with my outro, if you enjoy the show, please spread the word. I think I got that. I'm up to this part. You know, we appreciate all the listeners we have, but we could always use more. You can also email us, zombietakeout@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 414-368-ZTO1, or for the alphanumerically challenged, 414.
You can get your face ripped off and worn like a mask.
368-9861. Of course, always remember that you'll always be calling from the middle of Milwaukee. And until next time, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
It's been a slice, but I have real police work to do.
Welcome to episode 243 of Zombie
Takeout.